In 3, 2, 1, welcome back to Resilient Love episode. I am your host, Quentin Baker, and
this is Brianna Baker.
Who are you, Brianna?
Your other host and your wife.
All right, your other half. There you go. Definitely sure.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the episode. We are so excited that you joined us again. If this is your first time listening, Quentin and I have been married since 2019, and we are, as we like to call it, middle school sweethearts. So we started this podcast to be representatives of our culture, Black culture, Black love, Black Christian love, all of that.
Bringing the image back to Black.
Yeah, positive.
Positive. When we think about Black marriages from an image perspective and media perspective, we always pull from shows that just stamped our culture, like The Cosbys.
Yep.
Like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, showing us different avenues. Even some of the rough ones.
Yes.
Good times.
Temporary layout.
But nevertheless, we have really, in this 5 years, we have really been through quite some things that have really made up this marriage to be stronger. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to be a representation for our culture in the highest regard. Mm-hmm. With just everything that's in us, and as we continue to go through these cultural changes.
Yeah. We just want you guys to go on the journey with us. So if you haven't already, make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. Share this episode, because today we're going to be talking about love don't cost a thing. Or
do it.
We're going to find out. So let's start with our icebreaker. So I'm going to choose number 2. Would you rather go on a luxury vacation once a year or have consistent budget-friendly dates?
Hold on. Wind that back. Do like church for me.
Would you rather go on a luxury vacation once a year or have consistent budget-friendly dates?
I don't know. Depending on what the budget is. If you giving me biggie bag, you can keep it. I'm going to do the once a year. If we can maintain at least an Applebee's, not even Applebee's, scratch that. If we can at least maintain Texas Roadhouse standard with a roll, maybe we could do something. But if we got to step down to the meal deal, no. I'm going to do the once a year.
Okay.
So mine is conditional. I'm difficult.
Mm-hmm. I hear. You heard too. But my vote is the luxury.
Okay.
Yeah. I would rather save everything and have that. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I really want to cruise. I know with various transportation challenges that we've seen in the media, but all of that aside for a moment, I sincerely want to go on a cruise. That's like my top trip. And as far as location, I'm good with the Bahamas or Jamaica, but I really want to go on a cruise. So even though for some that may not feel like luxury or seem luxury, for me, that is luxury. And guess what? If I go on a Disney cruise, that's luxury. Have you seen that price? That's a luxury price. So that's my vote. You want to do another?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to read.
So, yeah, I got to do this. This is kind of an interesting one. So, would you rather have a partner pay for everything but control your spending, or split costs and have financial freedom?
We're going to split, baby.
We split. I'm just joking. You're splitting because you think I'm cheap. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I chose that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You get to see some of our real.
So we're going to split and we're going to have a great day.
Yeah, I'll say, yeah, I'll split because one thing about Brianna, she'll try to pick. You got eight of them.
Yeah. So if we're going to go there, let's go there because my husband has his favorites, right? So he loves to get sunglasses. He loves to get different fragrances, etc. So when a person has favorites, right, they get multiples. And specifically those sunglasses. Now, my husband has enough sunglasses for the month of February. Okay? The February has how many days? 28. Yeah, you did the math. I know you're good at it. So, yes, my husband has plenty of sunglasses. So, I want to know in the comments, though, what is that thing that your spouse does or they have multiples of in the sense of, like, items?
Like, could they be earrings? Just think it out loud. Not that I wouldn't know anything about that.
Oh, man. No, he did it. Wow.
You know, some earrings, some necklaces, jewelry, just for the whole month of March.
What?
Since mine's 21, yours is definitely 34, baby. Checkmate.
No, baby. No, baby. Anyway. So y'all let us know. We're going to post this on our social media. If you're not following us, make sure you go to Resilient Love Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, also on YouTube, and answer this question because we're going to drop these two questions. These were good. We're going to drop these, so make sure that you go and answer them on our poll. All right, so let's go forward. The purpose of this conversation today is for us to really get down to the nitty-gritty, especially when it comes to love. And does it really cost? Does it have a financial or numerical value to it? Okay. And so I'm going to go into a movie. We did this last episode. So I'm doing the movie a little bit early. This movie is just like the title, Love Don't Cost a Thing, which came out in 2003.
For those that can't really remember, the star character is Nick Cannon and
Christina Milian. So in the movie, there is a plot here where Alvin, which is Nick Cannon, transforms his image to date a popular girl, spending beyond his means to impress her. This mirrors how people often feel pressure to maintain a lifestyle they can't afford to meet relationship expectations. So when you think about Nick Cannon and his role and how he did all this extra for her. In the end, they, of course, fell out, but they came back together. So relationships built on financial illusions isn't sustainable. It's important to be honest about money from the start. So thinking about our relationship, being honest with money from the start, you know, I have been in education. It will be about 10 years this year of being in education. But I've always maintained a part-time position just because that's just always been my thing. Making sure that I was in a financial place because of the educator salary. Of course, now I can say it's a little bit higher, but that's because of tenure. That's because of transitions, etc. But at the beginning of my career, I was teaching and then working somewhere additionally. And that's just what it's been. I just feel that we, especially with the economy changing, it is a benefit to have a additional income, you know, and my husband and I, we've always talked about like, what are ways to create additional income? So that's just been a natural conversation for us. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. That financial illusion part, like, to me, that's really deep because the climate we're in now, not only with the inflation and the everything that's going on. All you got to do is flip through your phone, turn on the news. You can actually
see the updates. Yes.
By minute and by signing. Nevertheless, but the illusion part is that you'll always maintain that same status.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean is all it takes is one shift.
Yep.
All it takes is one accident to be on Social Security disability. You may be a person that I don't really want to rely on the system. I don't. But what if you're young and you run out of time before something happens?
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't had time to build a 401k. You haven't had time to do all these things. So you're having to rely on the system. Now the person that you met making $150,000, driving the car,
right,
buying a house, got, you know, et cetera, no longer can maintain that lifestyle. And even if they do, it's on a very limited time because they have to begin to pull back and skate, like pull back.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just the fact that we build our psychology on dating, marriage, lifestyle, all on this item right here. We stroll, we look at reels, we try to compare our lives to other people's lives. Sometimes we even make covet.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes we really do have pure ambitions.
Yes.
But we use social media as our rubric. Instead of using what our parents may have used, using what our grandparents may have used as our rubric, those key wisdom principles of finding a good woman, finding a good man, or not finding a good man, practicing to be fine.
Right.
So not you going to find your man, practicing to be found, to be seen.
Yes.
And not to grab attention with cleavage or et cetera, but to truly be a wholesome woman, to be found, like there's something in that woman. There's some value there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know more.
Mm-hmm.
Not by a bio. I could fake a bio.
Come on.
I could fake click.
Right.
Slide in the DM.
Clickbait.
Yeah. So.
And that's a good point when you said about social media and the imagery, the illusions, because again, we're talking about the financial aspect, but when you put the photo on social, you can make sure it's aesthetically pleasing. You can make sure that you had the best of the best on for that clip, et cetera. But you really have to make sure that you are living that daily.
Yeah.
Like, again, going back to the movie, Nick Cannon had a very, I would say, like minimalistic or like a low-key lifestyle. He wasn't the popular guy, for those of y'all that have seen the movie. He was someone who was your average Joe, getting to the point.
Coming from the average family.
But he knew about Christina Milian's character, and her family had a little bit more wealth, a little bit more money. So he wanted to try to raise up his look. But that's something that I'm learning even with, like Quint said, social media, all of that. Like when the person asks you, what are you looking for in a spouse? We don't talk about the financial aspect in a realistic manner, because we're basing off of, again, a social media standard. So if you yourself are making a said number, you would at least want your spouse to make the same number.
Now, what if,
right?
What if they don't?
Okay.
You may, and that's a different, it's another conversation for another day, but there are, just to put it out there, there are case scenarios where she makes more than him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it can be difficult because as men, I think ego plays a big part of it. Even me personally, I've had an issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see the point, but for me personally, I don't know. I would at least want to be equal or higher. Mm-hmm. That's just me.
But you know, that goes back to Tabitha Brown. Just bring that up real quick. Like Tabitha Brown retired her husband.
And see that
Angel retired Tank.
So there is situations almost like when you hear a case in court,
mm-hmm.
based on the evidence and based on the situation and evidence presented, that's how we make our ruling. Now that situation, Tab retired her husband. However, look how many years that
he supported. Yes.
And so
yes.
as the breadwinner for probably 10, 20
yeah,
years.
Yeah.
And not only that, he was a breadwinner in a job that I highly respect. And like any day it could have been over, especially where they were in LA.
Yes.
Working for LAPD as a police officer, not easy. So I get why she retired her husband. Respect that.
Yeah.
And so big shout out.
But you know, a lot of people, who was that? Wasn't it our girl, Wendy Williams? Wasn't she the one that was like, Tab said she retired her husband? You remember how Tab said, God bless you?
Yeah. Because, so here's the other thing. In this social media arena where everything's on media, even, and we naturally do it now. It's woven in our palette.
Right.
In our palette.
Come on.
To just normally post what we're thinking. Post what we're doing, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
However, your opinion is your opinion. You can't cash no check, take no check. So it really don't matter. And that's what you have to be comfortable with in marriage and in relationships, is understanding that outsiders will have opinions, but the facts are the only thing that matter within.
Yeah. And You two know. The financial status of your home. You two know why you got married. You know that question Tyler Perry had, a whole two movies about it. Why did I get married? And you know, you really got to think to yourself, like, why did I get married? And when my spouse's situation changes,
yeah,
how are we going to pivot in the change?
That movie was to, if you think about it a little bit differently,
yeah,
the movie was to create everything he does is very thought-provoking and strategic. That one just happened to be something that I can relate to, because there'll be times in your life and periods and seasons
mm-hmm.
where you might have it and you might not have it like you did.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be situations where you got it. I mean, let's just be honest. Some of them had an overflow of cash. Like, they won't hurt.
Yeah.
And money, that's where it gets to be. Money ain't everything. What are you doing underground, ground, above ground? Are you doing the work?
Yes.
And so that's a question you constantly have to reevaluate.
Yeah.
Why did I get married?
Why did I get
Because if your why is not strong, the marriage won't be strong.
Mm-hmm. And anything will attack you or take you off your post, whether it's finances, whether it's other aspects. I mean, family dynamics, anything can take you off your post if you are not, first of all, in this covenant.
Yeah.
Together. Connected in the covenant. You cannot be so connected in social media, so connected in he said, she said, so connected in what they do it like this. You have to say, you know what, I appreciate or I respect how they do it. We can maybe take one little point from that, and we have to create our narrative. We have to create our ecosystem of our income or our financial situation. And so going back to our root question, does love cost a thing, or love don't cost a thing? Is that a thing?
Depending on how you see it. So I'll close out this part with this. Love costs you to work. Mm-hmm. It costs you your time, because you got to figure out who this person is. You can't go off of social media. You can't go off a first date. You got to spend time. You got to, if you want a plant to grow, you have to water it.
Yes.
And so to get something to grow, it takes time.
Yeah.
I don't know if they just want microwave relationships or microwave marriages. Like, it's not going to be like, so it's not going to be like the reels. It's not. you know, they're going to be some peaks, some valleys, some lows, and you got to figure out how that person flows. So,
all right,
you know, it's just not going to come by night. And the other point was that a lot of people are living a life on lease.
Woo!
Or living a lease life style.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can, for example, I can, this could be the first day, I go, whoa, Brianna. And you know how I could do it? Through my phone. I can literally pick the car, pick the house. I can pick the car on Tour Road. I can pick the house on Airbnb. I can have a chef.
Right.
I mean, I literally can set this thing up, $1,000, $1,000 to $1,500. If I really want to woe her that first date, I could. Here's the problem. How much money do I got to keep wooing? And do I have enough money to even sustain that? Can I do it the first month? And after that, I'm going back to my Civic and I'm going back to my one bedroom.
And see, that's what my daddy always said. You got to start out like you can hold out. If you know you can't hold on to the $1,500 dates, remember what we did for our icebreaker. What was the icebreaker? Would you rather have one big luxury outing or budget for small ones throughout the year? And so that's the thing. If the $1,500 is only going to come once, I need to wait so I can get bigger.
I say that $1,000 to $1,500 because everything has increased in price. So even you trying to woe somebody like, man, he got it. Like,
yeah.
I'm so interested because I know the flow. When you want to make sure when she get back with her girls, yeah, he popped up in a Benz. He popped up in a Bentley. Then we went to the nice, what's this nice place they keep talking about? We'll just use Ruth Chris.
Yeah, we'll use that. Yeah.
Ruth Chris or something you ain't never heard of.
Right. The random place. Yes.
Or a special location where it's just nice.
A chef, a private chef inside the Airbnb.
Right? You could pay for a chef. Like, all of this, like, literally through your phone, you could DM a chef, you could do the Airbnb and the car, and you can have somebody thinking you about that life.
Yeah.
And even if you are.
Right. To that person that this is what you do naturally, amen. Good.
Are they with you for the right reasons now?
Good.
Are they with? Because now I can, you see the car, you see the house, you see the shell, but now you got a question. Are they there for the fact that I've been able to do this?
Or are they there for
me? Or do they love me for that?
Right, your heart. Yeah. And that's the thing. Does love cost a thing? And it has a cost. Love does have a cost. In this conversation, we are discussing the financial cost. But in totality, your love does cost. Love is a sacrifice. Love is where you are able to navigate the highs and lows of that person. And so, again, utilizing that movie, our icebreaker conversation, just really taking time to just think on this, guys. Like, as I am navigating my dating world, as I am navigating my marriage, what are some things that maybe we have taken for granted? What are some things that we need to adjust, even if it's from a financial aspect? Because we don't want to put ourselves in financial danger or financial jeopardy for the looks.
Yeah.
I never forget, and I can share this because we shared it before on our podcast. When we first got married, we were given a trip. We were given a trip as a gift. And we had everything lined up for this trip. This is what I say when it comes to your marriage. Every moment is a lesson. And so in this particular situation, my husband had just started a position and we were kind of in a spot of like, okay, he just started his position. I have a little bit of flex because my school year doesn't start for another 3 weeks. So it was a point in time where we could have taken a trip, but again, he had just started his job. So to summarize the story, we declined the trip. Now you probably say, okay, cool, you declined it. Here's where the love don't cost a thing come in. We then put money out there for this trip. The flight was already secured.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did it through a third party. And so because we did the flight through a third party, there was no refund. So with that being said, I think that overall, we have to really be mindful of our financial decisions. From that point forward, Quentin and I have made, as the word of God says, we count up the cost. Can we make this move without it being a sacrifice in the back end?
And sometimes in that situation, I learned that you should just, there's no risk without reward.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that moment, we didn't go on that trip on my part. My work location gave me this ultimatum. They completely switched up on you. And so, and I didn't see this. It, literally, everything was kosher, clear, like.
Yes.
But until we got married, it's like things began to shift at this job. And so within maybe, I say, a month or two, just a little while down the road, I resigned anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line is, I should have just went on the trip.
Because we lost the money.
We lost the money.
So,
and we lost an experience.
Yeah.
Bigger than the money, we lost an experience.
Yeah.
And so that is something we have really been more intentional about planning, trying to make time, because in the beginning, it just seems like we were go, 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 go.
Yes, go, go, Power Rangers.
And COVID is what slowed us down.
For sure. Now, that's a true testimony. COVID slowed us down, because when I say we were like two ships in the water passing through, it was like he just mentioned. It literally was like, how you doing? How you doing? And you out. Or how you doing? How you doing? I'm in. And so God is gracious enough to allow moments such as COVID, such as even now in North Carolina having a snowstorm. You know, we pray that other people, I know unfortunate things occurred in these moments,
mm-hmm.
but I do want to acknowledge how God utilized that moment in our lives to reset us.
Right.
And so as we close out the episode, we just want you guys to know that love does cost.
Mm-hmm.
It costs something.
There's always a cost with something.
There's always a cost. And so we want you guys to, as the word of God says, count up the cost before you build. Before you go down the aisle and say, I do, count up the cost. Not just about the wedding ceremony. Count up the cost of this connection. Count up the cost of what you are planning to do as you merge your lives together. If you are already married and you are, you know, planning for starting a family or planning to move, etc., count up the cost. Because again, it goes into it hand in hand, right? Not just financially, but also count up the cost in communication, in this change. How will this affect you all moving forward? I'm going to give you this last example and we're going to close the episode. When I had my first trip with FCCLA, that trip took me all the way to the West Coast to California. It was an awesome opportunity with me being an advisor and working with my students. However, my husband and I did count the cost. Now, we'll be transparent. We count the cost. However, there were some back end things that we did discuss, but the organization did not fulfill. So that in turn created a negative toll on us financially. So I'm sharing that last point to say, even if you guys discuss it, you navigated all each scenario, things happen. Yeah. And so you do also have to understand the back end, like how can we recover? And by the grace of God, we were able to recover. So all I can say is, guys, really take heed, count the cost, because it pays, pay the cost to be the boss. Now, that's real.
My last tip of the day for any married couple and those that are pursuing marriage is to make sure that in this journey, as you're growing, building together, make sure you're building together. Mm-hmm. You want to, we all love some type of luxuries, right? Mm-hmm. We all, even if we say we don't, we like some of the luxury lifestyle stuff. We look, but because people be, they be playing. You got a luxury somewhere. And so with that, just make sure that you're being building to be financially stable together. It's okay to enjoy luxuries and some of luxuries in life and even have a luxury lifestyle if that's what you like. Mm-hmm. But make sure that you're financially stable enough to do those things, enjoy life, and not be stressed and burdened.
Yes. So communicate, and honestly, enjoy life.
Enjoy.
Yeah. All right. This has been another episode of Resilient Love. See ya.